like a scene from a movie, a tank throws up clouds of water and races onwards out of sight. This is Tank Biathlon. It's a time trial around an obstacle course in T-72 tanks. It's one of 28 events at the International Army Games, which is called the Olympics of War. The commander of the Russian team is Lieutenant General Ivan Bravaltsev.
Они, во-первых, стабильные. Они позволяют говорить о том, что
we are showing decent results, but it's too early to talk about the final results. Our rivals are serious, but we are prepared and we have confidence in our team.
This year, six countries are hosting the tournament at training fields like this one outside Moscow. There are contests on land, in the air, and in the kitchen. Teams of military chefs show their skills on the shooting range and then cook up their nation's best dishes.
This is the Army Games. We started with the Army professional we needed as a soldier, and after that we're going to our second professional as cookers.
Lieutenant Colonel Oren Shavit is leading the kitchen team from the Israeli Defense Forces.
It's the best place to meet other people, make a relationship with other countries. We got a lot of friends from the other country. We are 12 states here in the competition, and it's very good.
Among the competitors are a number of Russia's allies, from Iran to Syria. NATO countries mostly stay away. But Major General Alexander Periazov says the event is not intended to scare Russia's adversaries.
We don't show our strength, we show our level of combat training. Not only Russia, but all the countries taking part in the Army Games. The teams are simply happy to assign their tasks and represent their countries. There is no military subtext, only sport.
And for younger members of the team, it's a chance to get noticed. Colonel Martinov is from Russia's military police squad.
It's a major responsibility. We've been trusted by our senior colleagues, and we don't want to let them down. I don't want to boast, but as a team, we feel ready. They selected the best of the best from all sections of the military police.
And it's also a family day out, with hundreds of spectators going to watch the action each day.
I feel an injection of adrenaline. You want to engage and cheer for a team. We follow different countries all the time, and when someone starts lagging behind, we start cheering for them as if they can hear us.
I really like these games. I'm happy to be here in Moscow for the first time to watch it all. I've never been here before, and I like it a lot.
Russia founded these games in 2015, the year after the start of a very real war in Ukraine. It's a chance to showcase their military hardware and let the world see it in practice. And while they say this sport is for spectators, they know it's more than the crowds here who will be watching. Lucy Taylor, DW, in Moscow.